This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Resource Centre. Good afternoon. This is Frieda Liu. What's the potential for social entrepreneurship in Malaysia? How are social enterprises faring and how can they grow? With growing awareness of the need to aid social issues in the green environment, more and more entrepreneurs are turning to social enterprise. We find out how the Sunway Institute for Social Entrepreneurship will help grow entrepreneurs in this sector. I'm here with Dr. Fu Yinfa, Director of the Sunway Institute for Social Entrepreneurship, or SISE. Welcome, Dr. Fu. I know the SISE was started 3 years ago, 2012, yes. Right? What was the premise of this setup, actually?
First, thanks, Frieda, for inviting me on the show. The premise is that I think there's a lot of opportunity in Malaysia. There's a lot of challenges that we are facing. And I think what we found is that there's a lot of young people today who are interested to make a difference, to help contribute. But perhaps they don't have the skill, or they don't know how to actually make a difference. So when we set up the institute about 2-3 years ago, is on with the aim of actually trying to provide the platform for students, our own students at Sunway, but also students from any university, to actually get support or get inspired. And also get support to do whatever ventures or impact that they want to make in the community, in society. So we set up this institute so that we can have a platform to mentor, to coach, to advise, and to even collaborate with our students in terms of setting up a social enterprise to actually have an impact on the community. So that's the premise.
Okay, so with SISE, was it modeled after anything?
It's not really modeled after anything, but I guess it is because there are many institutes or centres for social entrepreneurship across the world. When we set it up 2-3 years ago, we actually linked up with the Oxford Site Business School's Scholes Centre for Social Entrepreneurship. In fact, the director, Dr. Pamela Hartigan, came over to launch the institute here at Sunway. But essentially, it wasn't really modelled on them, but it's basically modelled on the needs of, I think, what Malaysia needs. And I put it on three areas. One is in terms of education. I think there's a need to educate and equip our students with the necessary skills to be a social entrepreneur, or even an entrepreneur for that matter. So one of the things that we have set out to do, and we will do it hopefully by next year, is to launch a degree on entrepreneurship.
Right.
And hopefully this degree is not just an entrepreneurship degree, but also a degree that tells people that if you want to be an entrepreneur, it's not just about making money.
It's the three Ps.
Yes, yeah. It's about having an impact on
the community,
on the planet as well. You make money because you want it sustainable. So making money is not the main aim.
Mm.
We are going to tailor that degree to have this sort of education experience for them. So one area is of education. Of course, there are many other things that we will be doing in terms of organizing short courses and all that. But one aspect of it is really education. But educating is also not enough. I think universities need to also be involved in the creation of organizations or enterprises. So the second pillar of the institute would be to actually become an incubator for our students or alumni who have an interest to set up their own social enterprise. And we will provide the necessary mentoring, the coaching, the linking up with investors. And so we want to create that ecosystem for students to be able to actualize whatever vision or goals that they may have.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the second pillar, which is impact.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third pillar is encompassing all this, both of these areas, is of course for us as an institute to do research in areas that would have a direct impact on the education as well as on the actual successful launching of our social enterprises, and not just doing research for publications.
Right.
So based on these three pillars, we set up this institute to do that.
Okay.
So that's...
Are they still a lot of misconceptions about social enterprise?
Yes, I believe so. I think, my personal opinion is we shouldn't label any enterprise as social enterprises or otherwise. Because the key thing to me is the social entrepreneur himself or herself, and being a social entrepreneur is having a different mindset, a different way of thinking, a different way of looking at the world. And you know, it's number one, of course, if you are a social entrepreneur, you don't look at making profits.
Mm.
One thing we have to make clear that you are not going to get rich becoming a social entrepreneur, and that's not what you want. What you want is you want to change the world, as corny as it sounds, but you want to make an impact. You want either in the environmental front or in the social front. You want to make a change. And in order to do that, you have to you cannot think the conventional way. You have to think creatively. You have to go against the grain. You have to try things that are different.
Mm.
You have to go, you know, to a place where nobody wants to go, you know. So that's another mindset.
Is that a tough one? You're not going to be rich. That's a tough one.
I think that's a tough one. But it doesn't mean you will end up poor.
Yeah.
It's just that I think that you've got to change the mindset that I'm going to be rich being a social entrepreneur.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a tough call.
Yeah.
I think it's going to attract. But then that's the thing. You need to attract the right sort of people. So my thoughts about this is that a social entrepreneur is a mindset thing. It's a, you know, you're looking for someone who thinks differently. And when you go and operationalize that, when you go and do your work, your good work, whatever form the social enterprise takes is going to depend on what impact that you want to make. Sometimes it's going to take an NGO to do that, because certain gaps in our society may not be able to be filled by a business model.
Mm.
It has to be filled by an NGO model, a charitable model, a philanthropic model.
Mm.
But there are also certain social impact initiatives that can be served by a business model, that you can generate revenue, and that revenue can sustain your operations. So a social entrepreneur must look at what impact that you want to make, and who are the community you're trying to serve, and adapt your model towards that. I mean, that's my personal opinion.
Right.
Rather than, put yourself in, constrain yourself by saying that I need to have this as a model.
Mm.
You know, because the most important thing for a social entrepreneur must always be, I think, the people you are trying to impact. And it's not just your business model is just a means to an end, not the end itself.
Mm.
So that I think there's a lot of education needs to be made in that area, and I think that's one of the things that the institute will play.
Mm.
That we are going to try and educate people in terms of who this social entrepreneur is.
How do you inculcate this social entrepreneurship in the current syllabus or what the students are going through? How do you inculcate that in?
Well,
incorporate that
at the moment, I'm with the business school at the moment, and currently we do not have any structured way in which we imbue these values into our program. But we are trying to assimilate some of the values through some of the modules that we teach. And for example, one of the modules that we are doing currently is called Community Project.
Mm.
which originally is meant to engage students in community work. But what we're trying to do is to adapt this module to expose students to more social impact work, social entrepreneurship ventures and all that. So this is one way that we are at the moment trying to imbue some of these values in our existing students. But with the new degree program, we are going to be more targeted in terms mm-hmm. and more structured in terms of along the way we need to, whether we are teaching, I think it has to be incorporated in all your syllabus, mm-hmm. whether you're teaching accounting or whether you're teaching finance, marketing or whatever. Across all these subjects, there must be elements whereby you are having a discussion, having a debate in terms of the impact that you are doing. You know, so for example, accounting, which is basically my discipline, mm-hmm. We've always measured performance of the businesses using profit and loss and the balance sheet, which is very financial in focus. I believe strongly that accountants need to move towards a more non-financial aspect to it. So that's a debate that I think needs to be made and needs to be incorporated in any curriculum.
And I know on the projects, Dialogue in the Dark is something that y'all have also adopted. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. Dr. Fu Yinfa from the Sunway Institute for Social Entrepreneurship. You're listening to Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Bluff-free medium, BFM 89.9.
This is Frida Liu on Enterprise Resource Center. I'm speaking to Dr. Fu Yinfa from the Sunway Institute for Social Entrepreneurship. This was started 3 years ago, SISE. You know, so 3 years on with SISE, one of the highlights, I guess, have been the Dialogue in the Dark project, right? So tell us a bit about the project.
Well, Dialogue in the Dark is a social enterprise that employs the visually impaired. And what they do is their business model is to provide entertainment and education, learning. Mm. In entertainment, they have various activities. For example, they have dining or cuisine in the dark, where you actually enjoy a five-course meal.
Surprise,
in the dark, which is an experience. And they also have their tours, their experiential tours, a 45-minute tour that will bring you to the countryside of Malaysia, and you experience it, but experience it in the dark. Mm. I first went to a Dialogue in the Dark experience about 2-3 years ago before we started the institute down in Singapore. And in Singapore, Dialogue in the Dark was in Ngee Ann Polytech. And we went through that 45-minute tour, and it changed my life in a way, because you literally become blind for 45 minutes and you realize how much you've taken for granted. So the experience, really brought to the fore values such as empathy, and communication and all that. And from then onwards, we realized that it would be great to have Dialogue in the Dark in a university setting because there's so much we can do together in terms of learning and education and all that. So about 3 to 4 months ago, well, no, more than that, about 6 months ago, Dialogue in the Dark, which is already set up in Malaysia at the Petronas Science Center in KLCC, and then they moved to Jaya One. They were actually looking for a space, and so we took that opportunity to offer a space at Sunway University because we've always wanted to have Dialogue in the Dark with us. So Dialogue in the Dark in Malaysia set up operations at the university from, I think it's August onwards. So that's been a very rewarding project for us because we wanted to, because it's a social enterprise, it's still at a really startup stage. It's run by a fantastic guy named Stevens Chan. Mm. And but, it's still a very much growing social enterprise. So we thought that there are so many things we can do. Number one, of course, is to help and collaborate and even provide as much assistance as possible to this social enterprise to help them become sustainable and to use to develop their business model to help sustain them, which will then provide employment to a lot of people with you know that are visually impaired. They also do training for the visually impaired as well. So that's one of the things that we wanted to do, which is to actually help support a social enterprise on campus. Mm. The other thing, of course, that we are embarking on, and there's a lot of plans and we are working on, is to incorporate the Dialogue in the Dark experience into the education experience. Right. And you mentioned just now about how do we incorporate these values into our program. And I think Dialogue in the Dark will provide that opportunity because the plan is that in the near future we would have all our students having experienced that that dialogue.
So it's still sort of a slight disconnect at the moment. So that's the
plan. We're beginning. There are already programs that we are developing with them. Mm. In fact, for example, we're going to be launching a program where an MBA class is going to be taught in the dark.
Mm.
Right. So it's a completely. So you can have one program either in leadership or whatever, and you know part of that program is an immersive program in the dark.
Mm.
And just imagine trying to communicate in the dark, you know. And so there's a lot of learnings that you can get from there. So that's one of the things that we are trying to do, and we're trying to also develop short programs whereby there will be a certain period of time, a certain activities that we run with Dialogue in the Dark. But there are many other things that we have lined up.
Right. What's lined up for 2016?
Well, 2016 is going to be an exciting year for us because we are going to sort of push the Institute in a big way. A couple of things that we are embarking on. Number one is we are collaborating with Oxford the Site Business School of Oxford University, where we're going to launch a competition called the Site Business School Global Challenge,
mm-hmm.
which is to get students to actually research on key issues that are facing communities, either within the region or even globally, and do extensive research on those areas, and so that they can set up a database of these challenges and these problems that are being faced and the possible solutions, so that anyone who has a business model that they think can be used to tackle some of these issues can use this database to identify the issues. So we're going to be partnering with the Site Business School Center for Social Entrepreneurship in this competition, which will hopefully launch by the first quarter of next year. The Institute is also participating in the Social Progress Network. The Social Progress Network is part of the Social Progress Index, which is an alternative measure of national social progress of countries.
Mm-hmm.
This is as a an alternative to the conventional GDP measurement.
Right.
So this provides a more wider, broader way of measuring social progress, and it includes multi-dimension measurement scale that could involve things like quality of education, human rights, and level of poverty, and all that. So, the Social Progress Network is a group of people that has been set up at each countries that participate in this index.
Mm-hmm.
That will then help identify sub-indexes that will pinpoint specific areas within a country that needs to be focused on.
Okay.
So we are participating in this. We'll be helping in terms of doing some of the research in some of the sub-indexes. And with this involvement, we can then help identify areas.
Clear areas,
more targeted areas that more effort needs to be put in to create perhaps more social enterprises that can tackle some of these issues. So rather than hitting so many
areas, because it makes you feel good. Which is a good thing, but if you really want to make an impact, probably go to the areas that needs that help the most.
Yes, because one of the things that the Institute will focus on is we want to have the greatest impact. And we want to support ventures that we think can be scalable. so that it has got a broader impact and a more sustainable impact, a more meaningful impact across the country.
Right. When do you think the research will be ready?
It's going to be ongoing. Mm. In terms of the social program, it's going to be something that we're going to do ongoing. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the Social Progress Network. We're also planning to launch it sometime next year as well. Mm. So it's a national, and there's many other institutions participating in that as well, not just Sunway.
Right, so that's going to be the big thing for 2016.
Yeah.
Thanks for being with us and sharing the plans. Dr. Fu Yin Fa, Director of the Sunway Institute for Social Entrepreneurship. You've been listening to Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.